to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
In John chapter 7, Jesus teaches that his doctrine is not for dissecting, but for obeying. It's the willing heart, not the inquisitive mind, that ultimately understands his point. The Jews ponder if Jesus is the Messiah. They measure him against messianic details while ignoring the measure of the man himself. Christ's credentials were not the problem. The problem was the prejudice of the Jews. The Feast of Tabernacles celebrated God's provision for his people during the 40 years of their wilderness wandering. Each day the priest led a processional from the temple to the pool of Siloam to draw water. When he returned, he would pour the water on the altar as a reminder of how God brought water from the rock. On the last day, the priest would march around the altar 7 times. This was to commemorate Joshua's victory at Jericho and to anticipate the day God would pour out the water of his Spirit upon his people. At that precise point in the ritual, Jesus heralded an invitation. If your soul thirsts, if you long for a victory over sin, if you desire the power of the Spirit, come to me and drink. He grants to those who do an experience of spiritual life as refreshing and powerful as a raging river. Do you need this power in your life? The priest offered a ritual, but Jesus can make it a reality.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.